Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Antonio. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. How are you today, sir?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. That's We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, if you don't mind me asking, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I'm a registered voter.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely voting? Probably. Chances 50-50, or probably not going to vote?
God willing, 100%, I'm going to vote.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
I'm 57 years old.
47?
57, 5'7".
Oh, 5'7", okay.
Yeah.
Great, awesome. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'll say Biden is doing his best possible.
Okay. Yeah. So are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Very or just satisfied?
Very.
I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable about them, okay? 0, the opposite. Very cold and not favorable. And 50, well, neither cold or hot. You can also let me know if you never heard of them or you have no opinion. Have you ever heard about the critical race theory, or CRT?
Yes.
And what are your feelings about them from 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. What about your local school board?
I heard about my school board.
Okay. Do you have any feelings about them from 0 to 100?
Yes. I would say it's 75.
What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I'm aware of the group.
Black Lives Matter. Have
yes.
you ever heard about them? Okay. What
yes.
are your feelings about them? How would you rate them?
100%.
100, okay. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT. Have you ever heard about them?
Yes. I used to be a teacher myself.
Oh, okay, great. And how would you rate them? Your feelings towards them? 100.
Yes.
What about public schools?
Public. I'm aware of the public schools. I have nieces and nephews in public schools.
Okay. How would you feel about them? How would you rate them?
I don't say 100%.
What about public charter schools?
Yes, I'm aware.
And how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
I said 0. They're taken away from the public schools.
What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
I gave him 100.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about public school teachers.
100%.
Great. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's poor. It's poor.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Probably about the same. About the same.
Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, very well, 5, somewhat, and 0, not too well at all. Now, are the public schools preparing students to be ready for higher education like college? From 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
5.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
Probably 1.
Develop critical thinking skills. From 0 to 10, 5. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
They're feeling on that. I like it too.
Develop social skills.
5.
Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
5.
Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you read, seen, or heard about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know what to say about that because I don't, like I said, I don't know how much about that. I mean, Illinois, we don't deal with that in Illinois. It's mostly Florida's issue. That's a modern
how much issue. Have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree? Hello?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you broke up. Your phone was breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm very sorry. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree, because our parents will have an input as well.
I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Tell me whether you would support or oppose that idea. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose. You know, every book should be accessible to, you know, the library.
Somewhat or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that?
I support that, and I also support, you know, that's a very funny question. I support, you know, increasing certification, and I also support increasing wage of the teachers. That was the reason why I stopped teaching.
Okay, actually,
we're going to get
to that, okay? Now, you support raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you support or oppose teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation?
No.
So you would oppose it somewhat or strongly?
I'm not going to oppose.
Okay.
That's part of American history.
So would you support yeah. teaching about America's history?
Yes.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Would you support or oppose increasing teacher pay?
Yes, sir.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Great. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Let me read to you some arguments that others might make. We're almost done. Just a couple of more minutes.
I'm about to go in, and actually, I've been driving, talking to you, so I'm about to step out of my car and go to a meeting, so, you know.
Just, a couple of more minutes. I'll speed it up for you so that we can be done, okay?
Okay.
Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation.